I miss the new hit
You
song.
Are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the Tufts New Music Ensemble. We are doing live improvised music on air. If you didn't hear us during the first hour, we played a we did a random piece called Swively Red Cow, played the first movement of Jake's Landline Suite, and did a series of pieces based on where our new musical guests have grown up. We are currently taking callers. If you would like to call in and have your very own piece about you, our call-in number is 855-915-WMFO. Again, that is 855-915-9636. I know some people who are listening. You better call in. It would be fun. I mean, like, don't you want a piece dedicated to you? That's such an honor.
I'm going to send out a call on Facebook.
Oh, God.
Can you say that number again for me, Chris?
855-915-WMFO.
What is that actually equal in non-letters?
9636, Jake.
36. Now for a song made about you. We'll see. If this works.
Oh, that's how you do that.
Yeah.
Oh God, I should it would be interesting to call, I mean, to put a tweet out and see if that happens.
Yeah, we're gonna using the power of social media.
Oh God, okay.
So, Julia.
Yes.
How's your day been?
My day's been decent. I'm bummed out about the weather, but you know, we'll get through it. Only 4 more days of this rain.
4 more days. Countdown.
4 more days of what?
Rain. I'm pretty sure that's the forecast for the next
week. Oh, God. Yeah, no, I'm trying to organize a barbecue thing next week.
Good luck.
And yeah, because I run the Mass Society here. Oh, Jesus, that was an... Yeah, we almost got derecognized for next year.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was because we had an exec board member last year who didn't do jack, and as a result, like, I mean, didn't leave a paper trail. So, unfortunately, they require you to get to have a paper trail for each year, and so we just didn't have the part for last year, and so they're like, nope. And so basically after arguing them for a week, they're like, okay, probationary, because we've been making steps in the right direction. But that was a whole political nightmare that I had to deal with last week. That was really interesting.
What group was that for? Or you don't need to say.
Mass Society.
Oh, Mass Society. I hear they're really crazy over in the Mass Society.
Oh, no. What did... we can talk about what you... We can talk about what you heard later.
I've actually...
Oh God, I hope that person who replied to my tweet isn't gonna call, because he's from Norway.
Oh, that'd be great.
Well, no, I know for a fact he wouldn't. I won't say why. But
hey, Chris,
yeah?
Have you told the listeners about what you're doing next year?
Yeah, I've mentioned I'm going to graduate school at the University of Waterloo, going to study graph theory. Hopefully I'll keep doing music things, keep doing radio things. Yeah, these lights aren't showing up. Let me see. Call them. 855-915-9636. Yeah. We used to have a little bit of a... We used to have a different number, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know when they called. It should work. Do another piece in the meantime. Shall we?
Yeah.
Hang on. Let me make sure that I have it. Yeah. Did you have to work with this during training, Jake?
Oh. Yes.
Yeah. This is the one that always gets everyone. So, yeah. We'll figure this out.
Not gonna lie. I think I failed my DJ quiz a couple times. Had to go in for some remedial training, but.
Oh no.
I know. It was it was a really dark time in my life. Went through some hard problems.
But now you're back again.
I'm back from that pit of despair of failing my DJ handbook test.
All right, let's do another one of these. So I want you two to think of a noun. Well, no, hang on. No, Jake, I want you to think of a verb and you two think of nouns.
Okay.
Ready?
Lawnmower.
Jake. Adverb.
Adverb?
So it should have an ing at the end.
Oh, okay. Worrying.
Windowsill.
Lawnmower worrying windowsill, I guess. Lawnmower worrying windowsill. So. Lawnmower Worrying Windowsill by the Tufts New Music Ensemble. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. No call. Hey, yo, don't be scared to call in, anyone who's listening. You should. You really should.
You can't do anything weirder than what we'll do, so.
Yeah.
True.
don't worry. If you're scared, like, oh, what if they misconstrue my day? Don't worry, we'll write a good piece about you. Yeah. We could keep doing these three word pieces unless you guys have any other ideas.
I'm down. Can we do something? Can we?
You want to come up with the next one?
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Let's do. Whenever I describe this ensemble, actually, I always use an example of a piece Don did for us, which was So we're going to imagine we're a textile mill. Each person's going to be a different floor. We're going to have to embody what's in what we think to be in that floor and be able to build off of each other. So let's just go low to high on this. Let's put you down at the base, at the first floor. Julia? Yeah. And then next. And then Chris, let's put you on top.
Hey.
And then I'll go into the second floor and Alex will go into third. So it's Julia on the bottom, me on the second floor, Alex on the third floor, and then Chris on the top.
Yeah. Hey, you wanna know where Justin is?
I hope he didn't think, like, this started at 7, because, like...
I would check what's going on, because apparently we're bringing busy.
We're what?
Bringing busy. I had some people try to call in, and it's ringing busy.
It's ringing busy?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Did I share the incorrect number?
I got that, too.
855-915-9636. That's really strange.
915-9636?
9636.
Let me make sure I sent that.
Did you send
855
that? It's right up there. Did you share the right number?
Yeah, the one on...
It's ringing busy.
85, yep. No, I've gotten that it's ringing busy as well.
Okay, hang on. We have alternate
numbers. Wow, looks like we're so popular. This is incredible.
Oh, yeah. That's music ensemble being too popular.
Performer to audience ratio.
Oh, it's great.
It's off. Yeah. Although this year we've actually had really good turnout.
Oh, we have.
Yeah.
If you make sure to pay attention to the Granoff Music Center Facebook page to find our upcoming shows next semester.
I will not be here.
Oh.
Sadness.
I've just gotten a message that it's definitely busy. Oh. It's the right number. It gets to the radio station, but when you hit 1 to go to the DJ, it hits busy.
It goes to work and we press 1, then busy. Or sorry, it goes to WMFO. Then they press 1 and then
God.
It's busy.
Okay. Okay.
Piece of
we're...
busy line.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what, Chris, should we play a song while we're figuring this out?
Yeah, I'm trying to pull the old numbers. Yeah, that's maybe that's something I should have tested out beforehand.
Should we try another word piece while you're
Yeah, let's do that. While Chris is looking at that, we'll come up with a piece. Alright, let's just do a word piece. You wanna start?
Parts of speech?
Any part of speech.
Yeah. I like that phrase, part of speech. This next song is called Parts of Speech.
There we go.
Okay.
Nice.
So do want to do one quick shout out. I know my parents are listening right now, and they celebrated their 22nd anniversary this past Sunday. So happy anniversary to you guys.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Oh, that's awesome. How many years is it?
22.
Nice.
Yeah. 1995.
Are they up in Portsmouth?
Yeah, they are. Listening online, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So.
Nice. I think my sisters are listening too.
Oh yeah.
They're too scared to call in, but.
Yeah, my dad's on the line right now. He's a pretty cool cat.
So how was your day, Alex?
My day has been pretty good, besides the weather.
I would agree.
A rainy day is nice every once in a while, but I recently misplaced my umbrella, so it has not been. How's yours been?
It's okay. Yeah. Only one more bio class.
That's true. Our final is 7 to 9.
It's atrocious.
Yeah. Just want to get out of the way.
Yeah. Do you guys want to do a song about finals?
Yeah.
That would be like an emotional piece.
Yeah.
Can I cry on the radio?
Oh my god, I think that might end up getting us a Grammy.
Excellent.
Could be good catharsis. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called catharsis.
Catharsis, parentheses, crying myself to sleep at night.
Okay. Yeah.
What are tides? Tides are a periodic rise and fall of the sea in response to gravitational interactions of the Earth-Sun-Moon system. Tides are demonstrated in the alternating exposure and inundation of the coastline. The equilibrium theory of tides has several assumptions. One, that there's no land. You have a uniform water depth. No friction, thus water can instantly respond to the gravitational pull of the sun and moon. Under this theory, tides are caused by generating force derived from the gravitational attraction between two bodies, such as the sun, earth, and the moon, and the moon and the earth. And in parentheses, M1, M2, r cubed. The tide-generating force of the moon is 54% stronger than the tide-generating force of the sun.
Whoa.
Thus, why it has a greater effect on the tides. Apogee is when the moon is farther from the sun. During apogee, there is less gravitational pull of the moon and thus lower tides of lower variation in the high-low tide level. Perigee is when the moon is farther from the earth. During perigee, there is greater gravitational pull of the moon, and thus higher tides, higher variation in the high-low tide level. Both occur during the animalistic month, which is a full rotation of the moon around the Earth over 27.5 days. The Earth itself is not the center of the rotation. Because the center, the mass, the barycenter, is within the Earth itself, causing it to wobble.
Gravitational field of the moon creates a bulge of water, pointing towards the moon's center. Inertia creates a second equally large bulge of water on the opposite side of the Earth. The Earth spins underneath the bulges. At a 45 degree angle, the gravitational field is the strongest. Semi-diurnal tides. Two high tides and two low tides per lunar day. High tides are equal height, and low tides are of equal height. Diurnal. One high tide and one low tide per lunar day at the poles.
Uh... effect of the sun? Much smaller effect than lunar tide. While the lunar bulge changes based on position in Earth's orbit, the solar remains constant. The total bulge equals the solar bulge plus the lunar bulge. Spring tides are very high. And very low tides. That occur in the new moon position. And the full moon position. Neap tides are tides with minimal distance between high and low tide that occur in first and third quarter, and spring and neap tides occur twice within the synodic month. Thanks. That was,
Catharsis?
Crying myself to sleep.
Catharsis or crying.
Featuring Julia Devlin, really pulling most of the weight when it came to that instrumental accompaniment. Great job, Julia.
All right, so we're going to work a little bit of a different solution here. Watch this.
iMessage.
You can read it out on air. Because if someone's going to call in, so there is a little bit of a technical difficulty here. Unfortunately, we are a student-run radio station, and so we don't have the resources that most other radio stations have. So technical difficulties are abound. But we have workarounds to things. We're going to use the last 40 minutes gratuitously. The number to call is 617-600-8006. Again, 617-600-8006.
Hey, Chris, can you send that to us in a message as well, and we'll put it out on our social medias?
I'm gonna say it one more time. Ready? 617-600-8006. We got to do one more PSA, so let's deal with that while people are trying to sift through everything.
Julia, do you want to take it?
Also, if it comes up with a busy tone, and it might, the radio can usually take two callers at a time. Unfortunately, because of the technical difficulties we are hindered with, unless someone else is willing to volunteer their phone as line number two.
I'll volunteer my phone.
So you're gonna have to give your number out on the line as well.
I'm always willing to give out my number. It is 804. 363-9814. That's 804-363-9814.
It's much slower.
804-363-9814. That's 804-363-9814.
All right. And oh boy, this is happening.
All right. We're gonna.
Your dad's calling.
All right.
Pick it up.
Put on old Kenny Z.
Hello, you are on the air. Hello, I cannot hear.
Good evening. It's a pleasure listening to you guys. Can we hear something? Do you need us to request something?
Oh, hang on. We also have someone coming. We also have someone coming in from Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Give me 1 second. Hello, person from area code 603. You are on the. You should be on the air. Can I hear something? Can I hear a few words from you? Just to make sure you are.
I'd just like to say that I'm thoroughly enjoying the show.
Thank you so much. All right, we have two callers on the line. Let's work with you guys to create a piece on the spot. Can I hear one highlight from each of your days? From person on area code 603.
A highlight of my day?
Yeah.
I have to say it would be coming home from work and hearing my son's voice coming out of our radio.
Hi, Miss Bog. It's good to see you. And Mr. Zaslav.
The highlight of my day, besides hearing you wonderful folks, is listening is throwing the ball to my dog, my golden retriever, outside when I got back from work.
The title of this piece is called Radio Dogs.
I like it. It's like a fun 1990s family movie, Radio Dogs.
Okay. So here's the deal. So I'm going to put you guys on mute. You guys aren't going to be able to hear anything you say. And then I'll take you back on the air after about you should be I'll take you back on the air after this piece is done. We'll create one more and then I'll disconnect you and let two other people join. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So this is called Radio Dogs by Tufts New Music Ensemble. Was Radio Dogs by the Tufts New Music Ensemble. All right, Miss Bach and Mr. Zaslav, you're back on the air. All right. How should we coax another piece out of our wonderful?
Oh, we can also callers? Get some. I think some other people are messaging about calling.
Ooh. Oh, Jesus. Do we have that many?
I might have one more. So as in,
all right. We'll get one more piece. Tell them to hold. For those of you listening right now who'd like to call in, hang on for a second. We're going to we're going to give one more piece to these two callers, and then we'll accept the next set of two. Let's see. All right, Mr. Zaslav, I'm wondering whether you could describe in under a minute the best meal that you've had recently.
Okay, we have a great restaurant here called 8 and a Half in Richmond, which makes great Italian food. Jake probably had it once a week when we would pick it up on Thursdays, and they make an incredible eggplant parmesan.
Yeah.
All right. And Miss Bach, let's see. Is this incorrectly? This should be. Come up with another prompt.
Miss Bach, how do you feel about the weather in the region as of late? I'm not sure how it is in Portsmouth today, but maybe you'll talk a little bit about that.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, well, quite honestly, today is a cold and dreary day. It's raining off and on, but trying to keep a sunny disposition, even though, you know, we need that extra layer today. But, you know, it looks brighter in the days ahead.
Sunny side up with a side of Parmesan.
Okay. Okay,
thank you. I'm gonna get off so you can get out of the call.
All right. Yes. Prospective callers do not call in until we're done with this piece. Thank you. Thank you guys very much for calling in. And please enjoy. Jesus. Sunny side up with a side of Parmesan. Yeah. So this is sunny side up with a side of Parmesan. Yeah, that was Sunny Side Up with a Side of Parmesan by the Tufts New Music Ensemble. Go for it. You gotta go?
Yeah, I'm unfortunately gonna be signing off now.
Alright, thank you. None of these are your phones, are they?
Phone isn't there.
No. Oh, okay, no. Cool, you're fine.
Yeah,
thanks a lot. Do you want to pick a PSA for the rest of us to do?
PSA, alright. Let's take a look.
Because we gotta do that next.
Surprise you guys. What's the rule? Is there an interval? Every so and so?
Once every hour.
Once every hour?
Yeah.
Organ donation.
Organ donation.
Organ donation PSA. Also says no fill.
Organ. Okay, so we're gonna. So the next song is gonna. So we're gonna talk about organ donation next. Why don't you read it? Okay. And I guess Jake and I have to figure out how to
sing your hearts out.
Yeah. Oh, is that jeez. Oh, Christ. Thank you. I'm somehow guessing that Justin just isn't gonna make it, which sucks.
Sometimes
but,
you
like,
really just wear your heart on your sleeve.
Yeah,
and it hurts.
Find better.
All right. Yeah. So we're going to... Ooh, that's... Wow, that's dangerous. Oh, I know why. I'm 3 decibels over. Pick a mic. Cool. Are you moving to mic 3?
Moving to mic 3.
Cool.
Okay.
All right.
There are many social networking websites. But one stands apart for a very special reason. Mm-hmm. It saves lives. It's
MatchingDonors.com.
MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants.
Kidneys,
in the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you are someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life.
Organ donors.
Social networking websites.
Social
networking.
This stands apart.
Visit.
19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant.
69
kidneys.
Oh, 69. I did not realize that was the number.
85, 33.
Visit matchingdonors.com.
72.
Home of the greatest gift of all.
74, 99.
Matchingdonors.com.
11.
Organ donors. 5,
95.
Kidneys.
94.
Mike 3.
Kidney.
The gift liver, of life.
Heart. Life colon. Is a gift. Yeah. Okay. Okay. That went well.
Not as well as could have been expected.
I mean, all our music's made up on the spot, right? Oh, for those of you who, I don't think we received any competing calls, but if you are currently listening and would like a song dedicated to you, please call one of the following two numbers. We only have one slot open on each line. The first number is 617-600-8006. The second number is 804-363-9814. Again, 617-600-8006 or 804-363-9814.
When I was little, my
oh geez, who's Liv Green?
Oh my God, Liv Green, is she calling right now?
Westford, Mass.
That's me.
Hello. Oh, Jesus. Hang on. Caller from Westford, Massachusetts. You should be on the air, hopefully. Can you say a few words? Make sure you are.
Hi there. Am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Who, can I know who's calling?
My name is Stephanie.
Hi, Mom.
I'm a big fan.
There we go. All right. And who did you say was calling on this end? Should I call them back?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Let's wait till after we'll have a non-parents call.
We'll have a non-parents call. All right.
I can hang up if you want a
non-parent
call.
No, we love parents calls.
No, we love...
That's why we want to spend this whole time making sure that the parents feel welcome, rather
the
than...
The parents come first before anyone else.
Yes. Snaps to that.
That's very sweet of you.
All right, you guys get to interrogate Stephanie. For... to determine what...
How were your 3 CPs today? Did they behave?
The question was, how are your 3 CPs today? Did they behave?
Oh, my 3 CPs. They never behave, but I've learned to live with them, and today they were a little cheerier than usual.
That's lovely. You love Spanish students who are cheery.
What are these CPs, for? By the way?
They're Spanish students who aren't really into learning Spanish.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're about 4 years into it, so that's some dedicated not wanting to learn Spanish.
Jake, throw another question.
Ooh. I heard you were a musician. Is that true?
Oh, by your standards, no. By limited standards, perhaps.
Can you talk about a very great music memory you had?
Well, I was taught to play the guitar by a group of very old nuns when I was in seventh grade because they were desperate to have someone play in a folk band at their church. So my my start was very humble and not a lot of innovation.
That I just want to say that sounds like the most incredible story for starting an instrument I've ever heard. That sounds like...
It's many years later, and I'm still going. So those nuns did a good job, or they condemned me to a life of very traditional music playing.
Hmm. Ah, oh, Jesus. One more question.
So Maisie is my dog. How has Maisie's behavior been today?
I'm just getting home at this point, so I can't really judge Maisie's behavior, but I could ask, I can ask someone who's been in the house, how has Maisie been? She's currently eating a shoe.
Stupendous.
Go ahead.
That might be the high point of her day.
All right. I think this piece is going to be called The Shoes of Spanish Nuns.
Oh, excellent. Okay, I'm looking forward to hearing it.
All right. Yeah, if you want to stay on the line, we'll get you for comment in a second. But otherwise, we're gonna take you off the air for now, and we'll get you back on in a second. Thanks a lot, Stephanie.
All right, thanks. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, for the rest of you out there, this is called "The Shoes of Spanish Nuns" by the Tufts New Music. Hang on, I need to collect myself first. So long story short, you're gonna hear this in a minute. Thank you.
So the reason why I lost it, I should probably add, is because I go to enter the information into the system, I look up, and I see Jake just eagerly looking at me, holding his shoes, like claspers ready to go. Stephanie, curious what you thought. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, yes, you're on air.
Oh. We already talked. Are you looking for some comments?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're curious what you thought of your piece.
I think that Sister Mary Margaret is definitely smiling somewhere right now.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. We're glad that we could have you. We're glad that we could have you on board.
Thanks for the song.
No problem.
Good night.
All right. All right, so all right, how have you been today?
I've been okay. This has been quite an experience so far.
Hey, do you want to go on air? All right, well, we're gonna put you on air right now.
Yeah, you can hear that conversation going on in the background.
We'll put you up. All right, you're on right now.
Well, you gotta speak. You gotta speakerphone it.
Wow.
Hi, you are. Hi, you're currently on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Liv.
Who is this?
This is WMFO, Medford's premier radio station. Tufts students run the station, and currently we have part of the Tufts New Music Ensemble on board creating live improvisatory music, and we are about to compose a song dedicated to you.
That's amazing. Wow.
Yeah. All right.
I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, all right, but we got to know a few things about you, because I think Jake knows who you are, but we really don't. So, we're gonna ask you a few questions, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, firstly, let's see, what's been a highlight of your day?
Probably the weather, ironically, because I really like rain. So yeah.
I don't understand you.
Ouch.
Oh. Great response, Liv.
So my question for you, Liv, is if you could describe Quidditch in two words, what would you say?
Could you hear that? If you could describe Quidditch in two words, what would they be?
Serious and confusing.
Serious and confusing. Are you a Tufts student?
Yes.
Ooh, all right.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to give then a plug for Liv right now. Liv Green is an incredible musician. You could have, you may have heard her on WMFO earlier this week playing some of her original compositions. So just thought I'd give her a shout out since she was so nice to come on the air.
Nice. Thank you for the plug. What is your, please tell us either your favorite item of food or your least favorite item of food from DeWick.
I'm a Carm girl.
Or Carm. Ooh. Carm.
Claps to that.
All right, let's go with Carm then.
I love the mac and cheese. That's my favorite. Least favorite is probably their tofu. Not a fan of it.
Okay. What were the two words for Quidditch again?
Serious, confusing. Seriously confusing tofu.
I'm thinking about something like it's raining tofu. You know, it's raining tofu. It's raining tofu, and I'm confused.
I would be confused
as well.
It's raining tofu, and I'm confused. All right. Thank you for calling in, Liv. We're gonna keep your phone on, and you're gonna be able to hear your piece live, and we'll probably ask you to give comments afterwards.
Great, sounds good.
All right.
what was it called? It's Raining Tofu, and I'm confused. Oh, jeez. Well, why did I do this to myself? You using mic 2 or 3?
Let's go for mic 2.
All right. So, Liv, you are back on the air. What did you think of that?
I thought it was lovely. Thank you so much.
No, you're very welcome. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. No, this you should really. I mean, if Jake is as talented as you say, yeah. I mean,
I can't
English. Okay, it's been a long day. If you are as talented as Jake says, I mean, you should think about joining NME. It's fun, and we could certainly use you.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks.
Jake's probably waxed poetic about the group.
Every day and every night, that's all I talk about. I spread the gospel of Don.
Yeah, you stay in there for two or three semesters, skeptic, and then you get, and then the hazing ritual happens.
You get there and never improvised, and that's the hazing, when they're like, hey, play something.
Yeah.
All right, so thank you for calling in, Liv. It was great having you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, I'm going to take you off the air.
Yep, have a good one.
You too. Jake, you want to run in? Actually, there's one person standing out there who's running the next radio show. Should we get him in here?
Are you sure he's okay with that?
Oh, yes, I am.
I will go get him then.
Yeah. Well, I think our last... All right. Oh, this should be interesting. I didn't argue. Hi, would you like to come in and take the last mic?
Okay,
you can take mic 3.
We are all right. So you're on mic 3. You're on 2. Cool. So we're going to improvise a piece dedicated to you right on the spot.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think you've introduced yourself on my show before. Could you introduce yourself quickly?
My name is Sam.
Hi, Sam. All right.
Hello.
Katz's hat.
Thank you. Katz is the best.
Katz is the best.
No, I'm friends with Jake.
Oh yeah, wasn't he a Tusk grad?
Yep.
Nice.
What's your? Have you been? But you've been to Katz before.
Oh yeah, yeah. We.
Well, what's your favorite thing there?
it's all about the pastrami, but we used to have their salamis delivered, so we'd have them over in Tilton all the time. And
Wait, delivered from New York?
Yeah.
Well, Jake, they used to cater our Super Bowl parties here.
Oh, my God. That sounds like a dream.
Yeah.
Jake, fire one more question.
Oh, gosh. All right. What's your favorite sandwich at Katz's?
Pastrami.
Pastrami.
One more question.
I don't know what Katz's is. What's your favorite pet?
It's a deli. Oh.
What's my favorite pet?
Not on a sandwich.
Not on a sandwich, preferably.
I've never eaten a pet, I don't think. My favorite... I had a Euromastix lizard when I was a kid.
This piece is called Lizard Salami. All right.
That's gross.
All right, we're taking you off the air, and Jake, you're using two. It's pointed at you.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Lizard Salami is the title of this piece. Lizard Salami by Toss Me Music Ensemble. What did you think, Sam?
A real range of emotions I just went through there. Thank you. That was very special.
Yeah.
Hopefully I can get a copy of that when the stream drops.
Sure.
All right. So we are coming to a close once again. So coming up is Uncle Sam's show. We're going to, his show is called Live Free or Die, and it's going to be real cool.
Very.
Yeah. So you should listen to that if you don't already. In the meantime, we have to do a sign off. Ready?
Oh gosh.
Ready?
F-O.
This is DJ Chris Stein. You're just finished listening to Rainbow Theorem on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Coming up next is Uncle Sam with Live Free or Die. Please enjoy. Thank you all for listening in to this special broadcast tonight. Hope to see you next week.